15% of Irish family firms cut jobs in the past year. That's three times the rate recorded across Europe. That's according to a new report by the STEP Project Global Consortium and KPMG, which also shows that two-thirds of family firms here saw revenues fall. Olivia Lynch is partner with KPMG Private Enterprise. She joins me now. Olivia, for context maybe to start, how significant a part of the Irish economy are family businesses?
Beyond today. So, good question. Family businesses are really critical to the Irish economy. They're the economic, social bedrock, really, of Irish society. Stats from the CSO last year would have shown over 160,000 family businesses in Ireland, and they're responsible for over two-thirds of all businesses, employing close to a million people. And from our survey as well, you could see that, you know, a huge amount of family businesses are larger employers in the country, with 68% of the Irish respondents employing over 200 people.
So they're a significant part of the economy, as you say. According to this report, they cut jobs at a far higher rate than those in Europe. Do we know why that was?
I suppose if you think about it, Irish family businesses, you know, are mostly in the hardest hit sectors, retail, food and agri, leisure, hospitality. So it's unsurprising to see those kind of reductions in revenue and, as you say, employment levels over three times more than the European peers. But importantly as well, in terms of how they dealt with that and how they dealt with the COVID impact, they reduced labour costs but also favoured furloughing over higher freezes or reducing pay as what happened in Europe. So that showed, I suppose, that various government measures that are being put in place, the wage subsidy schemes, etc., have been working. You know, they're a critical way to keep employment, to keep employers connected with employees, and hopefully as we come out of this crisis, you know, bring employment levels back up.
Another part of your survey looked at the cost-cutting side. Labour, of course, a massive area in terms of cutting costs last year. Planned investments also deferred by a lot of businesses. But just 8% of Irish respondents said that they cut high-level pay. Well, that seems quite low. Was it the same in other countries, and is there a reason why it was relatively low?
Yeah, it was similar in all countries, but importantly, when we delved into that question more, what was clear from an Irish perspective was that they looked at alternative ways to incentivise management and to pay employees, as opposed to just pay freezes and that. So I think clearly showing that Irish businesses are, I suppose, adaptable, willing to look at ways to try and make sure management are incentivised without having to just cut pay, but similar stats across the globe here.
What about the outlook then for the year ahead? Do we know what shape they're in for what's coming, and do they expect things to pick up at least as the year progresses?
Yeah, so what we would see as well in business and dealing with family businesses is that there is clear optimism out there. You know, family businesses have some unique characteristics, I think, that will help them lead Ireland's recovery. Things like, you know, a patient capital mindset, the involvement of multi-generational, having that experience of the older generation, but also the new generation bringing things like digital solutions, diversification, bringing the ESG agenda onto the table as well. So what we're seeing with businesses is they're scaling, they're talking about expansion and diversifying again. And one thing about the pandemic that we hear and see from the survey is that there's been an unexpected benefit, I suppose, with the gift of time. So a slowdown in operations has given time to explore new products and markets, implement these digital solutions, focus on governance, succession and ownership structures. And I think all of these will come together to make Irish family businesses really part of Ireland's recovery.
Okay, Olivia Lynch, partner with KPMG Private Enterprise. Thank you very much for that. More business news in the next there. For now, it's back to you, Mary.